Councillor Mark Boychuk of the Town of Peace River joins us on the line. Councillor, thank you very much for joining us here. You're part of the project or the committee, I guess, that's dealing with the homelessness here in Peace River. What is the latest as far as the progress on the homeless situation is concerned with the committee?
Well, it's interesting you put that. I'm the chair of the Peace Region Mental Health and Addictions Board, and we're uh-huh. trying to address problems and supports around that. And, of course, homelessness is a big issue around that as well. So, you know, what we're doing there is we're trying to identify the core issues and get the supports that we need to end those issues and to plug the gaps that we have in our, you know, which many rural and northern communities are facing, is we've got huge gaps and long wait times for services, which just complicates matters even worse. And so we're just working diligently at getting those problems identified and dealing with solutions for those problems. So we've come a long ways in a short period of time. It's an extremely complex and multi-layered issue. It's when we feel that we've plugged one hole and come up with one solution, we find two more, and that's kind of what the situation is for us right now.
Was that one of the ideas, or what was the initial idea? One of the biggest problems right at the moment, especially in Peace River, is the encampments that are around town, especially in some certain spots. Was that the possible idea of the new camping bylaw that has been introduced with the town of Peace River, or am I way out in left field here?
Well, it is one of the things to make sure that our public areas are safe. And what mm-hmm. we're trying to deal with encampments, and what we're seeing is there's hundreds, if not thousands, of encampments popping up in our province, and Peace River's got a few. And so what we've looked at and what other communities are doing is to try to get around the Crown land problem, because people are allowed to camp on Crown land, and you're allowed, you know, so there's some difficulty at removing and enforcing those kind of laws, is we're trying to look at leasing the land by the river and from the Crown so it becomes Peace River property, so we can maybe extend this camping bylaw into that. But right now, you know, the bylaw is just for public places to ensure that people don't set up camp, like, say, at 12-foot Davis. You know, the water park has been another place that people have set up camp. So we're just trying to control our public spaces right now. But we have to look at the larger, bigger problem of permanent encampments and the problems they're causing with business people and our residents of our town around safety and lots of issues, you know, everything from wildfires to violence that occur in these encampments. So we're trying to resolve that problem the best we can, but it's not an easy problem to solve. You can see many communities, Edmonton itself, court challenges and everything around these encampments. So, you know, we're just a tiny little community with hardly any resources, but we're coming up with some good solutions, and we believe that we should be able to eliminate these hopefully soon, very soon.
Do you think it will become more or less of an issue now that the weather is starting to get warmer? Because I know, you know, with the temperature going up and down like a yo-yo this past winter, it was encampments are popping up, encampments are being well inhabited. Now with the weather warming up, does that mean, unfortunately, people are going to be starting to move around a little bit more?
Well, you know, like what we're seeing here is unprecedented. You know, the amount of streams that we have contributing to people experiencing homelessness in Peace River is you know, it's just unheard of what we're experiencing right now and in fellow communities. So, you know, when we first opened the shelter, we eliminated encampments, you know, and went years without them. But now, you know, we've got a women's shelter that's closed due to mold issues, you know, and trying to get open quickly. We've got a prison, a correctional center that's sometimes releasing 20 people a week, you know, and with little to no services that can assist these. We don't have transportation, you know, so people are setting up here. They're trying to stay safe, you know, and it's just a... It's just something we've never seen before, and anybody who's been in our downtown can definitely see it. It's changing quickly and getting worse. you know, so we've got to try and, well, we're trying really hard and we're getting money for supports, but they don't turn the tide instantly. And, you know, we've taken some great steps with the mobile outreach team to start working on these encampments as soon as they try to get set up. But, you know, they're stretched thin and, you know, the shelters, you know, getting close to capacity, and we've got a lot of vagrancy happening in our community or in and around the shelter that is causing a lot of problems for our local RCMP members, our EMTs, and our residents. So, you know, we got to look at what's going on and we got to start addressing it. But it's not an uncommon problem in our province. It's province-wide. And thankfully, we've got this task force team where we've got our municipalities all working as a region together. You know, we've got our business community advocating for supports. Like Peace River, you know, it doesn't look like much is happening, but there's a ton of stuff happening behind the scenes that are going to bring long-term solutions. But we need to also address the short-term solutions of the crime and the violence and the encampments, like, as soon as we can before it becomes a big problem.
How has the collaboration been with both the RCMP and Mental and Addictions Minister Dan Williams?
Well, first I can speak with the RCMP is we're, you know, not only is the Mental Health Task Force advocating for more supports for them, all of our municipalities are as well. You know, they're being overrun with mental health calls. If we look at what our EMTs have been doing in the last year, their mental health calls have doubled to almost 5 a day. So, you know, we got to look at supports for our hospital. We got to look at supports to free up our RCMP and help them out with these mental health calls, sometimes 6 a day for one person. And so that we can free them up to address the crime and the drugs and everything else that's going on. And but you know, we're working well. We're banding with the correctional centers. You know, we're trying to eliminate that problem of a high volume of prisoner of releasees and pardonees from the and remand releases from our correctional center. You know, we've got contracts now to transport them out of town if they would like. So we're trying so much, but we're just catching a tidal wave and you know, trying to bail out the boat with buckets. But you know, we're getting more and more buckets. We've had great response from our MLA Dan. I believe he's helped us advocate and receive a lot of funds for our community in this last year. Alone, we've received almost over $1 million worth of funds of supports for our shelters, you know, the Women's Shelter and the Sagatawa Friendship Center, and for contracting for getting prisoners out. And regionally, our municipalities are all pitching in for the mobile outreach unit that's just being funded from our region. And, you know, I'm starting to see a little dent in it, but some days we go backwards if we're getting 20 prisoners released in a week. You know, these are people not even from our region that don't know where the supports are and don't know where to go and don't know where it's safe. And you know, it's just causing a whole different dynamic to those experiencing homelessness. Mm-hmm. And it's causing a lot of frustration for business people because we've got aggressive panhandling and loitering. And, you know, it's a big problem that we're working hard to address, and it's all hands on deck. I can say that. You know, we've got a lot of people and good people working at trying to resolve these issues.
What's next?
Well, from the Mental Health Task Force team, you know, we realize that Sagatawa, you know, it's not really an agency that wanted, I think, to take on a lot of these issues and social issues. You know, they were just a friendship center that, you know, used to be the only place where people could go to get help, and still mostly is. And it seems to be that the center point for a lot of negativity and stuff, you know. So we really want to support the Sagatawa and continuing to transport prisoners out of our community, continuing to deal with those trying to set up encampments and loitering in the downtown and getting them connected with supports and getting them back to their home communities and helping those residents in our town. So, you know, we're setting up a separate group from the task force to help with work with them to keep a regional ear, you know, regionally how we can support the Friendship Center at a lot of the tasks that they've taken on here. And then a second subgroup is we're looking at what we can do to support our hospital, because our emergency room, our EMTs, our police, you know, we're looking at what type of services we can bring to our community. And thirdly, we're also opening up special training for our prison guards here in our correctional center. So it's going to have a special unit here soon, hopefully open up by late summer. That's also going to, you know, bring in several jobs and several recovery coaches to help people get out of addiction. And we're looking at opening up some recovery houses here so that people can live and get through the recovery, and those that want to get out of this cycle can continue and get the help they need to become functioning members of society again. So, you know, those are kind of the three things that we're looking at doing is supporting the prison, supporting our hospital, and supporting both the shelters that are in high need and high demand right now.
I appreciate this. Mark Boychuk is a counselor for the town of Peace River. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and anytime.